I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, May 13, 2013 to order. I would like to call on Mr. Finley to offer an opening prayer. Rick?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we do thank you for the blessings you give us. Thank you for the great country we live in. Thank you for this area of the country. We just pray to the Lord for those and pray for our country, pray for our county, pray for our cities. Just pray for guidance, dear Lord, in all that we do. We want to thank you again for just being a part of this. Thank you most of all for your son that you sent to die upon a cross for us, and we do thank you for that. We pray to the Lord that today and each day we come to work that you just give us wisdom and be able to do the things you want us to do in a way to be pleasing to you. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Were there any remarks that either commissioner had before we begin?
I've got a lot of them, but I ain't going to say them this morning.
Duly noted. Slipped out. Monthly budget report. Rick, could you step back in when you get a chance? That's all right. I called on you for two chores. Apologize.
I sent these to you, and I know that you guys do take a little bit of time to look at those. So do you have any questions on the monthly budget reports?
First, I need to acknowledge, and I'm thankful that our sales tax is doing as well as it's doing.
Then, well, I had a lot of calls last week wanting me to tell the people why, and I said, well, I used a lot of different answers there, but there's really not. I haven't found any way to predict that. But over the four-month period that we've got this year, I'm pleased that we're up. I think that does set a trend.
Either of you gentlemen have questions regarding
budget report?
Accounts payable? I know that I chatted with you about beforehand because questions have come up regarding Senior Citizens Board, whether or not Senior Citizens Board is a part of and should be a part of accounts payable within the county, or should it be set up on its own. And I know there's a differing of opinions regarding this.
I've had two different lawyers look at that. They both had the opinion it was held in the Treasury, but that doesn't mean we can't find two more or three more that doesn't. And I do know that some of the other counties have that set up as a, like the ambulance district or the health department, where they're their own, they have all their control.
And those counties where they manage the funds through a county fund, if you will, or a fund that's set up by the county, are any employees that they have known as county employees?
Ron, I haven't checked into that, so I can't tell you. I don't think that I'm not sure that the way this was set up that it's meant for them to have any employees. I have, again, talked to some of those board members. I think that everything they do should be by contract. I think their dilemma is they feel like that they need a presence so that people can come to that. I've suggested several things. I said, well, you know, there's a possibility that you may want to contract with the county to have that presence in the county. I don't know. I mean, we have the extension office down there would be a great place to, if there was room down there to house some of those or something like that. There's a lot of different possibilities where that they might contract with the county. I think right now they're paying monthly rent. I think
that the law is real clear that they're to run through the budgetary process and the county commission is to approve the budget before they can expend any funds. But as I was pointing out, subsection 3 in 67993 states, the administrative control and management of the funds in the Senior Citizen Service Fund and all programs to be funded therefrom shall rest solely with the Board of Directors appointed under subsection 2 of this section, which is the section where the County Commission actually appoints them, except that the budget for the Senior Citizen Service Fund shall be approved by the governing body of the county or the city prior to the making of any payments from the fund in any fiscal year.
I agree with you, Ron. I see that. I think that the lawyers read that. Where do you think that Senior Citizens Fund sits? If you read subsection 1, I think you'll see where it is. And, again, I can see it but doing it away, but it seems to me like that Senior Citizens Fund is set up within the county or city treasury.
I think that it's supposed to be deposited in a special fund to be known as the Senior Citizen Service Fund,
mm-hmm.
just as it says.
So, I mean, some put an extra step in there maybe, but I think it was really set up to be the way that we are doing it, but I'm not sure. I mean, I need to wonder lawyers, and they'd have to hash it out probably between themselves to decide anyway.
Well, I'm meeting with some of the board later today following commission, so that's why I'm trying to get myself
and
up to snuff.
Actually, there's two lawyers on there.
I know that. There was a reason for that.
I think that both of those have given me the same opinion. I know one of them has. So, but it puts them in a real dilemma. If they want to have an employee, then they've got to...
Apparently, they already have an employee.
I don't know that they can have an employee unless they're going to pay Social Security, income tax, and all that. And that was what I cautioned them about. So they can contract somebody for labor, and they can do that, but I'm not sure that they can have an employee unless they've got to go through all that process, and you get a tax number and do all that stuff to do that.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Any questions, guys, regarding any other part of the budget?
Hey, it looks good right now. Thank you, guys.
And thanks for sending that out like you always do. That gives us an opportunity to go through it ahead of time.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable checks number 333641. Through 333682, warrants 5781 through 5784.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 333641 through 333682 and warrants 5781 through 5784. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you. University of Missouri Extension Update. Good morning. How are you today?
Thank you. With the information.
Thank you.
And I'm Yael Lammers with the University of Missouri Extension. I'm the Family Financial Education Specialist. Crystal couldn't be here today, so. On our reaching out report, it shows quite a lot of programming that we did in April, understanding financial statements, planning the family spending, the Raising Alfalfa program and dinner, and then a lot of nutrition education programming. So our new nutrition program associate, Barb Beck, is hard at work. Different things that we participated in. Couple things I'll point out. We did do our VITA program through April 15th. And this says VITA appointments. When people come for their appointments, we also do some educational handouts and training with them on financial issues. Crystal participated in a lot of things, the Small Business Week planning. Crystal and I both went to the Legislative Day on April 3rd. Business development planning. And then one thing I wanted to mention as well, the Skaggs Legacy Grants meeting. I attended that. These are grants for Stone and Taney counties for health and wellness. Crystal and I and some other colleagues in Extension are working on applying for those grants. Two of them, the application is due June 30th, and one is due July 30th. We also had the VITA volunteer luncheon and steering committee meeting on April 30th in Point Lookout. And the next two handouts actually talk a little bit about VITA. I also want to thank Commissioner Williams for coming to the VITA luncheon and helping us present awards for the volunteers. That was wonderful. The first handout, I pulled out just the Taney County figures, so this includes what we did at Taney County Extension, Taney County OCAC, and the College of the Ozarks sites. So you can see there the federal income tax refund total of $585,000 plus, earned income tax credit $254,000 plus, and then the state tax refunds of $190,000 plus. So we served a total of 886 taxpayers, figuring at an average of $143 to have a federal and state return completed. We saved taxpayers $81,939 because, of course, all of our appointments are free, no charge. We had 8 volunteers and 2 site coordinators. So, you know, this money basically was donated in addition to what the commission gives and a lot of others to support the program. For the federal and state and the PTC, which actually includes the property tax credits and the rent rebate credits, we did a total of 1,451 returns. So the total federal and state refunds, $775,682, with a total economic impact for Taney County only for $1,939,205. The next handout is really the press release I sent out showing the impact of $2.8 million from the VITA program. This includes Stone, Taney, and Christian counties. So that's the figures for all on that. And then back to the reaching out report on page 2. Crystal had 19 counseling sessions with unique clients that she counseled in April. The County Program Director announcements, really, which are from Crystal, talking about, again, the VITA the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA. And, again, we do want to thank you all for your support of the program. That makes a big difference for it. Jim Worth, a human environmental science specialist, will be joining our office. He should be here in June. And Extension will continue to provide the computer workshops here at the county lab. We've decided to go to a half-day format instead of a full day. The class this month will be a full-day format because we had already advertised it as such. After that, we'll go to half-day. We also have a staffing plan for our office, a proposal that includes a 4-H specialist for Taney County, so we're hoping to get that person in. The 4-H clubs here have been really active. They're just doing great things, and I think they have about 50 members in the clubs now. So it'd be wonderful if we can get a 4-H specialist. The Family Nutrition Education Program is currently contacting schools to schedule summer school programs. And then our workshop announcements for upcoming workshops, the 5K event in Bradleyville on May 5th, Making Money Count, Creating a Spending Plan. This will be a two-session class at Taney County Oak Act, May 14th and May 23rd. The Introduction to Word 2010 class here at the Computer Lab on May 17th. The Master Gardeners of the Ozarks Garden Tour on May 18th. And that is sold out. They have a waiting list. I think they have 250 people signed up for that this year. So they just about doubled what they had last year. Crystal will do an Introduction to QuickBooks for your business class in Kimberling City, and also the basics of writing a business plan in Forsyth. She will be in, also in the Small Business Week workshops. She will be helping with those. And then the Master Gardeners have a brown bag lunch garden series that they are now presenting. Free workshops held the first Tuesday of each month at the Backyard Garden Center behind our office. The May 7th will be Introduction to our herb garden, and then June 4th, native landscaping. So, any questions?
The Human Environmental Services Specialist, Mr. Worth, mm-hmm. is that going to be a full-time position?
It is.
And yes. It's here in Taney County?
Yes. And actually, he is being transferred here. He has been in Greene County.
In Greene, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his specialty is human development.
Excellent. Well, I want to applaud University Extension for all the fine work that you do, and especially the VITA program. That's just fantastic what mm-hmm. you all provide to the community. What a huge help to an awful lot of people. I'm looking again. It was how many? 578 total taxpayers?
Total taxpayers, if you look at the third line from the bottom, well, no. Total taxpayers, fourth line down, 886.
So it's 886, gotcha.
Yeah. Right.
I see that now. That's incredible.
We're very proud of it, and it's a rewarding program. Thank you.
Danny, Brandon?
What was the dates on the SCAG's legacy grants?
Two of them are due June 30th. The application is due June 30th. And then the third one, the application is due July 30th.
Okay. I'm going to visit with the Extension office about what I've brought up before on the availability of money. It's for health and what did you say the other?
Health and wellness.
Health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
I want to check and see if there's any possibility of the Parks program being facilitated into that,
okay.
where there's some benefit through activities through the Parks program for them to sponsor certain things and maybe tap into that resource.
That's great. One of the grants is a coalition grant, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether I need to work through Missouri Extension with that or whether I need to have the Park Board itself approach them through that.
I would say either way, Danny, or both maybe.
Okay.
You know, if we could set a meeting.
I would like a cooperative effort between the Extension Council and the Parks and Fair Board, all that to make that 4-H deal work, to make... That yes. the entire thing it's for is development of the youth and things like that. That's would be of interest to me to try, see if we can work something together.
Okay.
I'd visit with Crystal about that and see.
Great.
I just had Brandon pull up or the county website. And just to note that University Extension is on that website. There is a button that you can go to, and there's a lot of information that's contained there about the extension service at taneycounty.org.
Great.
And I'd like to also mention that our county, with the cooperation of this board that they have and the work, other extension offices have depleted their resources to the extension office. Our county is growing with extension programs and benefits to the county, and it's showing up through the different programs that they've set up, like VITA and the other things. And I'm really proud of the fact that they are, as the others are depleting a little bit, they are growing at a rapid pace.
Thank you.
Do you have any closing remarks, Nellie?
I do not.
Thank you so much for your report today. Again, we appreciate you and University Extension.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next agendized item is not till 9:30. I suggest we stand in recess until 9:30, at which time we'll take up the bank bids. Ms. Donna, would you like to join us, you and Melanie?